From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to another edition of Melody Time. And we're beginning more or less at the beginning as far as the dance music of old Vienna is concerned, with a group of musicians who've specialized in authentic historical interpretation, the Vienna Biedermeier Ensemble. What we're going to hear is an arrangement by the ensemble's first violinist, Helmut Puffler, of a Ländler, the older form of the waltz, composed by the man who's sometimes called the father of the waltz, Josef Lanner. Lanner's own musical career began in the early years of the 19th century in a Viennese dance hall called Zum Spell, and that gave the title to this particular Ländler, Willkommen zum Spell, Welcome to the Spell.
Thank you.
Ländler Willkommen zum Spell by Josef Lanner. It was in the Spell dance hall that Josef Lanner got to know Johann Strauss, the founder of the Strauss Waltz dynasty. When they met, though, round about the time of the Congress of Vienna of 1815, they were both teenagers, playing in the famous dance orchestra of Michael Palmer. Josef Lanner was the first to leave Palmer to set up his own ensemble. It was a trio to start with, and then they were joined by a viola player, none other than Johann Strauss. At first, the two young men composed their music together. But then rivalry developed between them, and they parted company. They both set up their own orchestras, playing their own compositions. In fact, a veritable waltz war broke out between them, resulting on one occasion in a public brawl. The friendship, which had marked the beginning of the great Vienna waltz era, was well and truly over. Later, Johann Strauss was to compose his Spell polka in memory of those early days, and we'll be hearing that later on in the program. But first, a song of praise to the city of Vienna by night. Robert Stolz, one of the many musical descendants, as it were, of the waltz pioneers Strauss and Lanner, composed the song during the First World War as a tribute to his artistic home, Vienna. It's sung by one of the most celebrated Viennese singers, Bernd Weichel, a performer who's just as at home on the concert platform as he is on the opera stage. Here he is with a Robert Stolz song about the beauty of nighttime Vienna. Wien wird schön erst bei Nacht.
Unsere Wiener Stadt, das noch immer vorn zu wenig wagen, dass die Uhren nie ganz richtig schlagen und die vielen alten Klagen. Sag ich immer, oh, da habt ihr wirklich recht, doch deshalb lasst ihn euch nicht verdrießen. Was bei Tag euch drängt, bei Nacht ist es versenkt. Bei Nacht, da kann man Wien so recht genießen. Wien wird schön erst bei Nacht, dann zeigt's ganz seine Pracht. Schweigen, ferne Geigen. Sagt, wo schön es denn geht, als mein Liebes verliebt. Wird's gesehen, der muss geschehen. Wien wird mein stehen unterm Flieger, sagen nicht, was Schatz, wir sehen uns wieder, gehen uns um ein frohe Lieder. Jeder freut sich schon, dass es bald finster wird, im Prater dann verliebt zu wandern. Ist aber nah, sind beide auch schon da, verliebt mit einem anderen. Wien schön erst bei Nacht, dann zeigt's ganz seine Pracht. Da uns dort ein Paar durch das Schweigen in den Ferne. Sagt, wo schön es denn geht,
wird schön erst bei Nacht, sung by Bernd Weichel with the Austrian Radio Symphony Orchestra conducted by Kurt Eichhorn. The composer of that song, Robert Stolz, actually performed the piece for the Austrian Archduke Charles before the latter, as emperor, was forced into exile in 1918. Fritz Kreisler took an earlier chapter in Austrian history for his operetta Sissi. It's about the love story between Emperor Franz Joseph, the great uncle of Emperor Charles, and the Bavarian princess Sissi. Kreisler's operetta had its premiere in Vienna in 1932 and was a smash hit. The fact that not all the melodies were actually new didn't worry audiences one jot. Kreisler borrowed liberally in his score, including quite a few existing violin solo pieces. Let's listen to one of them, Schön Rosmarin, in the original version for violin and piano. Itzhak Perlman plays the violin with Samuel Sanders on the piano. Comparable Itzhak Perlman and Samuel Sanders with Fritz Kreisler's Schön Rosmarin. Now we come to one of the great voices of our century, Fritz Wunderlich. His career was tragically short. He died at the young age of 36 in 1966. But Fritz Wunderlich is remembered as a genuinely bel canto tenor, a description normally reserved for the special vocal characteristics of the Italian school of singing. As a lyric tenor in Germany, Wunderlich was unrivaled. His repertoire encompassed great oratorio roles, opera, and the classic German Lieder. He never appeared in operetta on the stage, but he did record a few operetta songs for radio and for record companies during his short career. And the recordings show that he approached these songs with the same artistic integrity as he did his opera or concert arias. Let's listen then to the unforgettable voice of Fritz Wunderlich in a historic recording of a song from Emmerich Kallmann's operetta Countess Maritza, Grüß mir, mein Wien.
Wenn die Sonne sinkt, wenn der Geigelied von der Pusta klingt, sitz ich oft allein hier beim Glasel Wein. Denk, wie schön wär's bei euch jetzt zu sein, wenn der alte Mond dir am sag ich Prost, mein Freund, lieber Mond, unser Freund.
mir zu, denn ich trage dir was auf. Grüß mir die süßen, die reizenden Frauen im schönen Wien. Grüß mir die
Wunderlich singing Grüß mir mein Wien from the operetta Maritza by Emmerich Karlmann. That recording, incidentally, came from a recently released collection of historic recordings by Fritz Wunderlich. Now we're going back, as I promised earlier, to old Vienna, to the days when Lanner and Strauss were composing their first waltzes, and when Johann Strauss would often perform with his orchestra in the ballroom where he'd learned his trade, as it were, the very popular Zum Spell. And it was to this dance hall that he dedicated his Spell Polka.
Musik.
That was the Sperl Polka by Johann Strauss the Elder, a piece of Vienna's musical history performed by the city's Bella Musica Ensemble. Another piece of Vienna's history was recorded a generation later by Johann Strauss the Younger, in the form of one of his best-known polkas, which incidentally was first performed at the Sperl. This composition was prompted by a huge urban renewal plan announced by Emperor Franz Joseph for his capital, Vienna. The whole place was to be brought into the modern age by incorporating suburban areas into the city. Part of the plan, which received a very mixed reaction from the population, was the demolition of the ancient city wall surrounding the heart of Vienna. The demolierer, or demolition men, were the talk of the town. Johann Strauss the Younger made his own ironic comment on the emperor's plan and all the fuss it was causing with his Demolition Men Polka. Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Willy Boskowski, and Johann Strauss the Younger's Demolition Men Polka. So in a cloud of dust and surrounded by rubble, we take our leave of you. This is Paul Benderow saying thanks for listening. Melody Time is compiled by Barbara Anders. The producer is Stephanie Giesen, and our studio engineer is Carsten Besser. Melody Time is a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.